The scriptures are very clear. God has given us a divine leadership model for guiding the church. It's not of man's design, nor is it like any worldly format we might be familiar with. In the previous lesson, we presented Jesus Christ as the only head of the church. No other stands above him, Colossians 1:18. And we touched on the fact that there is no biblical authority for a singular individual to rise up as the supreme leader over all the church. In fact, the only people mentioned in any kind of leadership position in the Bible are the apostles and the elders, in passages like Acts 15:6 and 16:4. So in this devotional, we'll explain how the church is organized according to the Bible. Now, Scripture mentions several types of members within the church. For example, in 1 Corinthians 12, verse 28 and 29, and Ephesians 4:11, it mentions apostles and prophets, miracle workers, evangelists, pastors, and teachers. And then Philippians 1:1 also mentions deacons. Now, here's some important points about those offices or positions in the church. The apostles, well, that refers to the 12 men that Jesus called to work alongside him. Look in Mark chapter 3, verses 14 through 19. And they were the main leaders of the church during its infancy, just like what we see in Acts chapter 2, verse 42, and even in Acts chapter 6. But not just anyone could or can be an apostle. You see, according to Acts chapter 1, verses 21 through 22, there are very specific requirements for someone to be an apostle, which means it's impossible for anyone today to truthfully call themselves one of Jesus' chosen apostles. Only two other men are mentioned in the Bible as having met those requirements. They were Matthias in Acts chapter 1, verse 26, and Paul, Galatians chapter 1, verse 1. And since we are now more than 2,000 years removed from that time, we are no longer under apostles as leaders within the church, to be living there in the church. Now, next in that list are prophets and miracle workers. And this refers to those early Christians, both men and women, who received miraculous spiritual gifts from the apostles, as you see in Acts chapter 8, verses 14 through 17. They could speak in tongues and heal people and had other supernatural abilities. And this was necessary during the infancy of the church because the New Testament had yet to be written. So these gifts were God's method of spreading and confirming His Word, exactly as it is explained in Mark chapter 16, verse 20. But once the Scriptures were complete, there was no longer a need for those gifts, so they ceased, according to 1 Corinthians 13:10 and other passages. In addition, all the apostles who could impart such gifts and those who received the gifts have all died, resulting in any miraculous abilities having died with them. Furthermore, none of them were ever appointed as any kind of leader over the church. The next we see in that list are evangelists. Now, this simply refers to a member who is capable of preaching the gospel. Preachers are not the leader of the church. They're just workers in the kingdom who spread the gospel to others. And then we see teachers in that list. And this refers to those brethren who can understand the Bible well and then communicate it to others in a way that can be understood. Some are capable of teaching before larger groups, while others are better suited for private settings. And in either case, they're not designated as overseers of the church. Then we have deacons. These are men who have been placed in charge of a specific task within the church. The biblical precedent is found in Acts chapter 6, verses 1 through 7. And they also have specific qualifications required in order to assume the position, as you see in 1 Timothy 3, verses 8 through 13. And while deacons may be considered a type of leader in the church, their real purpose and role is to serve, to be a servant. That's what the word deacon truly means. And as you can see in 1 Timothy 3, verse 10. And then we have the word pastors. Now, the Bible also describes these men as overseers or shepherds and bishops and elders. And each is a synonym for the same person serving in that position. They are the only members of the church that are designated in the Bible as leaders of the church. They are the only ones to whom other members are instructed to submit to, as we see in Hebrews 13, verse 7 and 17. Now, their leadership has a very specific purpose, and that is to guard and watch over the souls of the flock, as Acts 20, verse 28 and Hebrews 13, 17 teaches. And as part of their responsibility, they must give an account to the Lord for their assigned duty. It's important to notice that elders are always referred to in the plural and never in the singular, which means no one elder is superior to others. They too are subjected to very specific qualifications, as we see in 1 Timothy 3, verses 1 through 7 and Titus 1, 5 through 9. Being an elder is an enormous responsibility that deserves much respect from the brethren. So I'd like to encourage you to take time to look up each of the scriptures that we cited in this lesson today. Read the context and observe how each of those positions functions within the body of Christ, especially in 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 1 through 5. The church's organization was put in place by God through His inspired writers. And so let us never forget that God's way works.